Well, it's about time to wrap up because we've been talking here for a long time. And each person will have their own reason for leaving Scientology and getting in Scientology in the first place. But I think what's important for anyone who thinks about ever getting in Scientology is to realize that none of the claims that Mr. Hubbard made have ever been proven to be true by anyone. And even within the Church of Scientology, at the upper levels, it is freely admitted that the idea of the state of clear, which is the magical state one is supposed to achieve as a result of this auditing or psychological counseling, has never really been achieved as it was originally defined in the book Dianetics. Never been achieved by anyone ever. Furthermore, that Mr. Hubbard created the states of operating fate that are supposedly enhanced states of beingness. And even within the Church of Scientology, at the upper levels, these have been renamed the pre-operating fate levels because they acknowledge no one has ever achieved any higher level of beingness as a result of these processes. That's what the Church of Scientology has to say. Now, if the Church of Scientology would have the equivalent of a truth in lending law where they had everybody read a paper that said exactly that, that, you know what, these are mental processes, and we certainly hope that they work on you, but we have to admit that no one has ever achieved these expanded states of consciousness. And no one ever may. But if you're willing to take a shot, go ahead. Give us $500,000. I think that would be fair, and that would be honest, and that would be honorable. Anything less than that means that the Church of Scientology is operating on the basis of fraud and deception, because that's the truth. You get temporary benefits from what I term to be the hypnotic processes of Scientology. They're not permanent by any stretch of the imagination. And you feel better for a while as a result of these auditing processes. But by no means do you become anything other than maybe an over-hypnotized robot by the very end of it. I have been out of Scientology for 3 years now. And I can tell you for a fact that my mind is sharper and clearer than when I was in Scientology. And I feel better. I have creative work that I engage in, and I'm currently directing a film. And I can tell you that my creative work is much better. Those who are still in Scientology think that if they ever leave and they ever disconnect, all kinds of terrible bad things will happen to them. Well, let me tell you folks, they won't. You're only going to get better. So that's my wrap-up statement. Tori?
Thank you. I basically want to say that I really want to make sure that each person looks and listens for yourself. It is a constitutional right that you have, that you can look and you can read and you can think for yourself. And I know for myself, just 2 months ago, being in the church, if someone said that to me, I would say, of course, I think for myself all the time, of course. Because that's the way it's set up. It's like, sure, you're thinking for yourself. Of course, what are they possibly talking about? All I'm saying is go on the internet, start looking up Clam Bake, read the things, listen, look, read, listen, look. Don't just take that, oh, of course you're thinking for yourself, you're an OT. That's what we all think, that's what you're ingrained in, because they want you to not look, to not think. But what could that possibly be? If someone doesn't want you to think, what are they hiding? Go find out, because I personally, I will say 20 years of my life, I was happy I was a Scientologist, but the last 10 were a complete waste of my life, and in fact, a deterioration, which I'm going to have to work out of. And I'm just saying, don't waste your life just believing that you're OT or everything's great. Go look, go find out, read what people have to say, and then make up your own mind for yourself and really know what you're talking about on both sides, not just one side, both sides. We're all good people. But that's up for you to decide. Read and find out and listen to what other people have to say. There's many, many people that have left the Church of Scientology. Tons. And that's the other last thing I want to say, is that I was amazed, because you think it's just the ex-Scientologists. And I only could remember a few, actually. But the truth is, there's now this huge, huge army of critics around the world that are on this bandwagon about the church. Why? Because the church has tried to stop freedom of speech. And these are people that are just saying, uh-uh, not on my lot, you're not. No. I'm here, and I'm here saying these people, these Scientologists, are going to be able to speak, and they're going to be able to think for themselves. And I was shocked. Weren't you shocked?
Oh, I was totally shocked.
To find out how many people are doing this? I mean, there's thousands and thousands. And every day, the more OSA does, the more people that are critics, which are non-Scientologists, they're just people that believe in freedom of speech, are on the bandwagon. And believe me, they're great people. Oh, they're really nice people, and it's been wonderful to meet how many people are over on this side. So I welcome you to look and come. That's it.
Okay. I want to use something that Hubbard said. He says in Keeping Scientology Working, he goes, the only thing you can be abraded for is no results or bad results. And when I take a look at that, over 50% of the Scientology organizations in the United States are being picketed at least once a month by ex-members. The fact that England has denied the church its charitable status because, and as it says, it serves no public goodwill. The fact that France is now having laws to possibly outlaw the subject. Greece kicked it out, kicked the church out. And amazingly enough, found military documents in the OSA files. Is this a church or a CIA front group?
Right.
Heber Jets was arrested in Spain. Germany is on life support. Russia has just basically kicked Scientology out, denied its license for false pretenses. Have I missed anything? Now, if Hubbard's technology is true and you believe in Scientology, then you have to take a look at this. It's not all SPs out there attacking the church, everybody. It's no results or bad results. And I can tell you that I've had good results. I've enjoyed what I have done. And I might change my mind 6 months from now. Peter's been out longer than I have. Okay, we have done services outside of the organization, and we're free to pick and choose. Okay, but I would say, like Tori said, think for yourself and go look for yourself. And hopefully Mark will be able to put some websites at the end of this video for you to go look at. But look at these facts that I mentioned. They're undisputed facts. Go ask an IS registrar what's going on. They'll give you the horror of the month club story to get thousands of dollars out of you. It's not the SPs that are attacking the church, ladies and gentlemen. It's the church creating its own enemies.
Right.
Right. Now, one thing I just want to say is you might change your mind, meaning you might go back in the church. Is that what you meant?
No.
Okay, so no, clarify just, that.
Well, Peter's done a lot of research into the effects of Dianetics and Scientology and the auditing and everything else, right? Now I haven't, right? He's brought up some very interesting points in an earlier conversation and on the video, mm-hmm. right? Which I look at and go, I can see that as being valid,
right?
Right? Whether it's valid or not, I can sit here and say that I've gotten gains.
Me too.
Right? I've had benefits.
Right.
And I'm glad that I went through the experience.
Sure,
definitely. Because you know what? I have learned what a cult is.
Sure.
I have learned
we know.
What mind control is, and I have learned that, and my wife and I have learned that we can stand up. Because we live 5 minutes from FLAC.
Sure.
The mecca of tech.
Yes.
Let's put parentheses on that. We have stood up to this organization and said, no. You've terrorized us, we've withstood. We've held.
Good.
Right? But besides all that, look and see for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make
Definitely.
Up your own mind. The
sure.
church is the model. Think for yourself.
Right.
Of course, they finish it with, like, think for yourself as long as what you think is what we
think. What we printed.
And all we're saying here is think for yourself.
For
and,
real.
You know, if I could add one thing to that, Greg, too. Talk to somebody else about it, too.
Yeah.
In my case, Patricia Greenway showed me all this data, and I was able to talk to her about that.
Right.
And then it became much more clear. One of the things that's happened to all of us is we introvert into ourselves and we can't discuss the subject with anyone because it's nattering.
Oh,
right.
And then there's nowhere to go with it.
Right.
Okay, so that's what I would just add.
Yeah.
Is talk to somebody about it.
Well, I want to wrap up and kind of add to all this that I started becoming who I truly was when I started getting honest with myself and honest with Flag. Because I told Flag in late 98, early 99, that I hated their six-month checks. Their prices were, if they were going to clear the planet, their prices were not allowing people to even be a part of the group. The top of the bridge had now become for the elite rich, of which I wasn't an elite rich. So how are you going to get all these people through this at these kind of rates? That makes no sense. I started becoming very, very honest with them, and that is when I started recovering, because I found out that because of my honesty, I was able to see more things. And through that honesty, I was then able to go, hey, you know what? You don't have a reference for six-month checks. And by the way, your sec checks screw me up. I don't like them. I don't like the way they make me feel. I don't like the way you do them. I got a reference here that says you shouldn't be doing them. Do you have one that says you should? No, they didn't. And because I stood up for that, and I wouldn't budge on that against tremendous pressure, I then found out that I have been supporting an organization for 20 years that because I'm being honest and believe something that they don't want me to believe, that I am now a target for a black PR campaign to try to get me to change my mind. In other words, they vilified my reputation. They tried to destroy my business. They tried to destroy my income. They tried to break up my marriage. They wrote lies about me, told all my friends who sit out there brainwashed thinking this is all true, that what these people say is true. And in actual fact, I found out because I then decided, well, if these guys are doing this, I must investigate them and find out who they really are.
Per PR Series 18.
I'm just applying Scientology. I applied PR Series 18. It says, people that black PR you in my own church. Now, let's talk about who in the church was doing this. It was coming from RTC.
And OSA.
RTC and OSA, and they used HCO to do it. It isn't everybody, every CR member over there that knows about this that's involved in it. It's a very, very particular line of people that are involved in this. And they are, through all my investigations, let me tell you who wrote OT5. It was Mayo. It's in a court document. LRH didn't write OT5. Mayo did. Go look at court records. Your church, I found out that my church has been lying to me for 15 years. Lying. In other words, everything I found out that my church promoted to me, the truth was the exact opposite. By actual provable documentation that could be verified in a court document, it was totally verifiable. So now I'm working with an organization I have promoted for, that I had supported for 20 years, who was trying to control me through lies. So how could an organization like that be offering spiritual freedom? So for those of you, my message is, don't ever get involved in this organization. It is not worth it. For those of you that are sitting on the fence, go look. Because finding out the truth and living an honest life is, in fact, the road to power, awareness, mm-hmm. creativity. Yes. It is the road to what you're looking for. Yeah. Just that alone is the start.
And it's a lot cheaper.
That's right. It's a heck of a lot cheaper.
And healthier.
And healthier.
And you know, I always want to add something, too. It's like, if all these upper OT levels were so great, then why are all of our friends dying of cancer?
Right.
Right.
And I mean, the first OT7 comp died.
Poverty.
The first OT7 comp, Betty Felisky, died of cancer.
Right.
The second OT7 comp is now making chandeliers, and he wants nothing to do with Scientology. Those are good products.
Yeah.
You know, the first OT8 was declared.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, but see, all this information.
For $30 million.
Right. All this information, you're never told. It is kept hidden from you. How many people at the top of the bridge have actually disaffected, been declared, died, went psycho?
Children's committing suicide.
Kids committing suicide. See, this is all kept hidden from you. So you are, those of you that are in the church are involved in a huge propaganda machine that is very easy to start going, I'm going to think for myself. Instead of this, I'm going to listen to what management says or what my friend says. Go start looking at actual facts. And then make a decision for yourself. Because I am telling you that a religious organization is not one that when you decide to leave, decides it must vilify you.
And when you do leave, remember this, the world is not a terrible place. It's not horrible and filled with peace. Society is not generally degraded, particularly in the United States of America and some of the European countries where most of the Scientologists come from. It's actually a great world out there. You'll do just fine.
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
That's right.
It's very friendly, very
right.
welcoming,
huge.
Very loving.
Right.
They are. Yeah.
I mean, look, are there troubles in the world? Yes. Have there always been troubles in the world? Yes. And Scientology is unfortunately adding to those troubles.
And one thing I will say, I gotta say this, I meant to say this earlier, is that Scientology is one of the most evaluative, invalidative, exclusive organizations I've ever known, and I've been a part of many. And it's by the nature of it, it's supposed to be not evaluative, not invalidative. Listen, open your ears. Listen, he's 1-1, she's PTS, they're this.
Everybody
else is a wog.
And the war is always on. You've got to be in that war. That's what got me thinking too. Like, why are we always fighting? There's a
Enemy flavor of the month. That's the red side. What's the enemy flavor of the month?
Exactly.
The last thing I want to say is that I believe in the goals of Scientology, which are
a world without criminals.
I believe in that, but I want you to know that the Church of Scientology, and I can prove this, is the biggest third party on this planet.
Right.
The biggest third party. They are the ones doing it. When I say the Church of Scientology, I'm not saying it's all those CIRG members. Most of them don't have a clue.
Or the parishioners.
Yeah, they don't have a clue, but it is coming from the RTC.
And
I know that, guys, if any of you guys are still in the church and you know Greg and me and heard about our story, I know what you're thinking. Your big thing is, why didn't she handle it? Well, let me tell you, we found out that it is corrupt from the top down.
Yeah. And that's a particularly interesting point. It starts at the top.
That's right.
Specifically where it's coming from is David Miscavige.
That's right. Yeah. It's David Miscavige.
What, buddy? We're going to get you.
Right. You're over. The party's over.
It's right. Davey Miscavige.
And I know that might be a huge shock to everybody.
We know you, and we know what you think.
That's right.
That's right.
And we know what you've done.
A lot of others who agree with us.
And the other thing I want people to know, those of you that have a story out there, let me tell you, it isn't that dangerous to come out, because there is a group now coming out. Yeah. And the more people that come out and tell their story, the more power we get and the more chance we have of more people knowing that it's not just the three of us. It's the hundreds and it's the thousands that have a story.
Right. We get
three phone calls a week at our house because of our video.
Right.
Three a week just from our video. And our video's only been out a couple weeks. Three a week from people we don't even know. And they all have a story. It is time to come out and start letting the world know that this is not a religion. This is a legalized mafia. The only place I know on the planet that it has religious status. Does it have religious status in Canada?
No, nowhere else in the world.
Nowhere else, so they hide behind the constitutional right to practice a religion, but it is a bogus operation. And people got to come out and start telling their stories so that we can stop. It is not okay that I can't leave an organization and they try to ruin my life. That shouldn't go on in the United States of America. And it's only going to stop if more people stand up and say, no, not okay. Start reporting to your congressmen, your senators. Make a video. Tell people your story. Let people know what happened to you.
And I want to say, as far as what's Deb saying, it's very true. Because, again, by the nature of the church, it's built in you that you just think it's just you. Mm-hmm. And you can't really, you know, you really shouldn't say anything bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I left, I came out here. And I had said to one of my friends, I'm not going to make a video. I'm not really going to talk. I'm not going to do anything.
You're not going
to
pick it either.
I'm not going to pick it. I'm just going to keep it all to myself. And then I started talking to some parents whose children had disconnected from them. Mm-hmm. And I happened to be up in Boston, and I thought, you know what? That's it. I'm going to pick it for those parents. because that's not okay with me. And I did. I went out and I started picketing and I started writing on ARS about what was happening with my story. And every story I told, the freer I felt, because I realized they were things that were done to me, and I felt I had to hold them in. Now I start saying, no, this is what Harvey Schmidecki did to me. He screwed me, man, and it's on the internet, and it is. You know what I mean? And it's like, boom, that's it. It's your problem, man. You pick it up with your clients and all the ratty things you did.
Let me just say one last thing, since we all have cycled around. The other thing that you think when you're in Scientology is that you're dealing with an organization that's omniscient and all-powerful. Let me tell you that it's far from the case. When I was in Scientology at the top level, I was briefed on the actual number of Scientologists. There are 50,000 members of the IAS in existence. There are probably between 100,000 and 150,000 other people who are occasionally on services or who are out there somewhere in the world currently thinking that they're Scientologists. It's not a large group.
So you mean they don't have 8 million members?
No. There are probably several million former Scientologists.
Or people who've bought books.
Or people who've bought books. That's probably true. But there aren't very many practicing members of the group. They are not omniscient. They are not all-powerful. They cannot ruin your life or anything like that. They can try. It's very nasty. They can cause you to not be able to talk to your own son, or your business or, you know, relationships can be damaged somewhat. But they're just a nasty little group of small-minded bigots, quite frankly.
That's right.
Right,
exactly.
And the more we all stand up, the easier it is.
And the more of you who are out there, who are former members of this group, who want to stand up against these kinds of outrages, that just makes them smaller and less powerful than they really
already are.
And
the happier you'll be.
Right, and I want to add something, too, is like, since we're all adding something. It's like, you know, Peter and Tori and Deborah, what I've discovered is I've met some of the nicest, salt of the earth people in Scientology.
Totally.
Yeah. And you know what? We were all decent, most honest. Of course, I've met some of the biggest criminals also in the Church of Scientology as well. I mean, but I think that's in any organization or religion.
Right.
You think that you can trust everybody because they're a Scientologist, and you find out to your great dismay that...
Not everybody.
That's not the truth at all.
Right.
But anyways, growing up is a learning experience, but... Most of the prisoners are good, law-abiding, hardworking. You got to be hardworking because you got to make money, a lot of money to do it.
Yeah.
Honest, ethical people.
Mm-hmm.
And if the American Psychiatric Association was doing to people what the Church of Scientology does, especially OSA and RTC, and it's reverse auditing on people, they would be going crazy.
And all they would be outraged.
They'd be outraged. And I want those good, law-abiding, decent, ethical, moral members to know that your organization is doing worse things to some of its parishioners than the American Psychiatric Association
ever even thought that they would
easily.
Do.
Easily.
You know, and it's like, and that's a shocking statement. I'm sure that...
It is shocking.
You know, they'll go, oh, Scientologists shock people in the whole bit. Well, you know, they don't have to shock them.
No.
You know. And no, but if you think Church Scientology does not drug people... Let me tell you something. Lisa McPherson had shoved down her throat illegally obtained drugs with a turkey baster.
Right.
Right? There have been PCs, unbeknownst to anyone else, OT3s who were going crazy, who the church wanted their auditors to give them Thorazine, which is a psychiatric drug.
Now, these are all reports that you can find on the internet by ex-CIARG members, ex-auditors, the whole bit. It's all there.
And you know what? And here's the most shocking thing is that you're part of that.
Right.
Unbeknownst to you, you're part of it. You're supporting it. You're giving it money.
Right.
You're getting your friends involved in it. And you know what? I know that there are good things that this technology has to offer.
Of course.
But I also know you can get it out. Outside of
outside
the organization.
Of the church.
And if you are an ethical person, you cannot be a member of the Church of Scientology. That's just a flat-out fact. So you have to decide what you're going to do.
Right. And they did us a favor. I have to really say this. It's like, yeah, they put our lives through hell. Right? But if they would not have bitch-slapped us like they did, we would not have woken up.
No, and the truth of the matter
is... We would not have woken up. So thank you, Ben Shaw, and... You know,
I'll
give you some money for a hair piece because you're losing hair, Ben. Ben's losing some serious hair. You know.
Okay.
All right, so
we end on that.
Let's end on
that. Goodbye,
guys.
Bye bye.